We have, as you both know, been doing a series on resilience, and I want to once again read the definition that I like of resilience. This is from Davidovich, Stuart Ritchie, and Chadeau. Resilience can be viewed as a defense mechanism which enables people to thrive in the face of adversity. So, as I say every week, we're not trying to just get by, we're trying to thrive. What we've done so far is, up till last week, we've built a really good baseline for our lives from which to start. Oh, here's Uncle Don. From which to start dealing with potentially traumatic experiences, PTEs. Hi, Uncle Don. So we've looked at caring for ourselves. You might recall before Christmas, we made a list of things to do for self-care. Physical, what to eat, how to exercise, what we like to do, things that are good for us personally, and emotional self-care. And we also looked at connecting with others. Who do we go to, and so on. So we made some lists in preparation for Christmas. And then we looked at looking back and seeing that we have indeed already in the past done things to affect our situation. Even if we can't change some catastrophe that happens, there are still things we can do, like the self-care. Tiny little things, perhaps, but we still have control in our lives. And so that's the sort of self-efficacy part. We've discovered that we have that by looking back, and so we can go forward knowing that we need not be victims when things occur. Then we spent quite some time on identifying values and things that are important to us, things that give our life meaning, and aligning our lives towards a valued living. So feeling like we are doing what makes us happy. Of course, there will be many things we do that we don't like, but we looked at how we can try to align a little bit more towards doing what is fulfilling to us. And all of that, and then last week we looked at concentration and looked at momentary concentration versus single-pointed concentration, and noted that momentary concentration is about being able to come back. How quickly you notice, well, both concentrations are, but how quickly you notice that you become distracted and can come back, how quickly you can drop back into focusing what you're doing. It's not about never being distracted and focusing on this one thing to exclusion of everything else. And so with that knowledge and knowing that we're developing our concentration through meditation, we can go forwards without fear that, or understanding that when it's hard for us to concentrate, that doesn't mean that we're failing at it, because we're still able to come back. So all of those things have built a sort of baseline for where we are, so that when a potentially traumatic experience occurs, we're further up than maybe we were before or have been in the past. So we're already starting from a step up with dealing with the PTE. So now we can start looking at what happens when disaster strikes. What can we do when it actually is happening? And we can spend quite some time on that, so we'll be doing that for a few weeks. But the first thing to look at is what happens when a potentially traumatic experience occurs. And, you know, that can be a huge disaster. Your house burns down and, you know, you're homeless, or it can be you didn't get a job. It doesn't matter what the PTE is that we're talking about. The thing is that it's going to affect you, whatever it is going to affect you. And your immediate response is probably going to be all over the map, right? You're going to be having a lot of strong emotions. You might be feeling overwhelmed or confused. Depending on what's happening, you might be in shock emotionally or even physically if your body is involved. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen immediately when you're hit by such an experience. So the first thing you want to do is to take care of yourself. Make sure that list that you made is available, because you're not going to be able to think well. So go to your list and find out what you decided already is going to be good things to do to take care of your body, good things to do to take care of yourself emotionally. How are you going to connect? Who have you made a note of that is a good person to go to when you need support? And how are you going to do that? We spent a chunk of time creating these lists, and you know, you can be changing them, updating them, etc., but I find it really helpful to have literally a list. I should put it back there. I used to have it written out in big felt pen, stuck to the back of my closet behind my clothes, so that when I needed it, I could just pull my clothes apart and it said, 1, do this, 2, do that, 3, call so-and-so. And so I could take care of myself immediately. So that is that's important, that the first thing you do is not try and fix it, not try and pretend that it's not a big experience, but take care of yourself. Remember, we talked about Tara Brach's concept of the trance of unworthiness, how we tend to turn on ourselves when things go wrong. You know, that was my fault, or I should have been able to prevent it, or I'm not dealing with it well, or I shouldn't be so overwhelmed. Be aware that your brain is going to start doing that to you, and recognize when that's happening that that's a normal thing to happen and you don't have to believe it. And so take some time to just allow yourself to sort of gather yourself. And at some point, it might be helpful for you to do some meditation. In the first case, probably something in which you're anchoring out, getting out of your mental and emotional experience and focusing on something external. So that would be a way of gaining some distance from the chaos inside, and also choosing something to focus on that is known to you to be pleasant, so that you're also creating some distance from whatever the triggers from the experience are going to be. So for example, because that's sort of vague, see, hear, feel, out is of course where I would go with that. So maybe you want to do something, go and see some beauty, go for a walk, go sit down in your bedroom with a photo album of your family, you know, get away from looking at whatever the catastrophe was. Listen to something. Again, if you can get out and listen to something natural or listen to some music, feel something pleasant, take a hot bath, get a massage, you know, whatever is going to work for you. Or even in the simplest sense, just lie down and do a relaxation meditation. But choose things to focus on that are external, that can ground you in the external world, in the physical world. And doing that through the meditation of see, hear, feel is going to keep you from being drawn back all the time. It gives you a positive action that you can take instead of just thinking, I got to stop thinking about this for a few minutes. It's like, okay, how do I do that? Well, let me listen to my favorite music and just allow myself to really listen to that and get lost in that for a little while. Ah, looks like Asad might have made it. Oh, no, don't get stuck again. Oh, here he comes. Excellent. All right. Asad, so glad that you could make it. You are muted. I can't hear you.
I said I've been waiting for 15 minutes.
Did you get my messages? I tried to let you in and it wouldn't let you in. So sent you a link both on Instill and I sent you a message through the waiting room.
Okay.
Did you come here through Instill?
Sorry?
Did you come through Instill?
Yes.
Yeah, I think there might be a technical issue with that Zoom connection, and I apologize for that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why suddenly.
Looks like there is an echo. Do you want me to check out and use your link? You sent me a link?
Yes, and I'll post that for next week. I'll put that in Instill.
Oh, okay.
So I did see you come in, and I tried to let you in, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Hi, everyone.
So we're just going over, we've spent the last couple of months, I guess, looking at ways of upping the sort of baseline of where we are in our lives so that when a potentially traumatic experience happens, we're in a stronger position to deal with it. And today we're beginning to look at what happens when catastrophe strikes. What do we do? And so far we're talking about self-care, allowing yourself to have strong emotions and to feel confused and overwhelmed, and doing meditation practices that anchor you on the outside world. And we're going to be doing some guided meditation of that kind soon. So does that make sense to everybody so far about anchoring out, as instead of just trying not to be overwhelmed? You know, how do you do that? You do something positive. You meditate on music, meditate on relaxation, meditate on something positive. And then when you start feeling like you're ready to take a little step forward, you may want to then turn towards these overwhelming emotions, not to do anything about them, not to change them or make them go away, but in order to create some equanimity with them and some clarity about them. In unified mindfulness terms, that would be doing something like a focus in technique, where you're looking at your thinking and your physical emotional sensations in relation to whatever's going on, the overwhelm. And remember that that image that I bring up a lot about tangled strands. You have auditory thinking, visual thinking, and somatic body experience, all connected with emotions. You have, you know, you're talking about how did this happen, what's going to happen next, and you're seeing images of the thing happening over and over, and you're feeling this tension in your body. When those three strands tangle together, they multiply into a huge blob of mess. Oh, we've lost them all together. If you can separate those three strands into the individual pieces, they'll add up. You'll still have the resulting suffering, but they don't become so overwhelming as they do when they're tangled. So turning inwards, turning towards the emotional response, and trying to separate it is going to help reduce the overwhelmingness of the emotions. And trying to have equanimity with individual parts rather than the whole is going to make it, is going to be more possible than trying to just allow everything without pushing and pulling. So you would be noticing your emotions, and what we're going to do tonight is a special exercise that would be one option that you can do for this step of simply clarifying what's going on inside. And that's noticing the emotions and labeling the emotions. Usually we label if it's body, if it's feel, image, or talk, see, hear, or feel. In this special exercise, you wouldn't actually label what the emotions are. So you would let yourself feel what's going on in your body, notice if there's any story going along with that, and see if you can identify, okay, here's fear, here's regret, here's hope, maybe, here's this, here's that, and trying to connect specific body sensations with those emotions. So you're sort of, instead of at this point dividing the strands of see, hear, and feel, you're dividing the emotions up. Hello, welcome back. You'll be glad to know this is being recorded if you find it interesting enough to want to catch up.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So we're now looking inside at our body and identifying the emotions that are going to be going on, or that are going on when we're feeling overwhelmed. And so we'll also be doing some of that in the guided period. And then you don't do anything with that except notice it, label it, allow it to be there. And as always with this particular system, which Asad, I teach unified mindfulness system created by Shinzen Young. I don't know if that means anything to you, but we focus three focus spaces of visual experience, auditory experience, and body sensation. If you can keep your attention on the body sensations of the emotions and try not to spend too much time in the thinking about them, you can create a little more equanimity with them. So between dividing, untangling those strands, and limiting the story that you're paying attention to, you can start having equanimity with the smaller pieces, and the overwhelm starts to reduce. So that would be one way of dealing with the immediate aftermath of some PTE, potentially traumatic experience. And then once you get to a point where you are able to think a little bit more clearly and possibly start making some little steps towards, doing something externally or internally to deal with the situation, then you can move on. But for now, we're just looking at caring for ourselves and trying to reduce the overwhelm and gain a little bit of stability in the situation. So in coming weeks, we'll be looking further into what we can do once we've gained that little bit of balance. And of course, you know that that's going to come and go. You get a little balance, you feel grounded, you think you've got it, and then something reminds you and you're all over the place again. That's just how it goes. But you know now what to do. Okay, I take care of myself, I focus out, and then when I'm ready, I focus in. So tonight we're just going to be doing the anchoring out and the special exercise of naming emotions inside. Next week, I'm actually going to take a break from the series and we'll just have general discussion. We can talk about, first, I'd love to know if anything I've said in the past 2 months has been helpful. So if you have any feedback, that would be great. But we'll also have any questions or discussion about any aspect of practice. I'm going to be out of town for just about a week and I won't have a lot of time to prepare. So we'll be doing that next week and then picking back up again. So with that, before we start with the guidance, and I'll give some instruction also, are there any questions or comments that anyone would like to throw in the pot?
Yeah, just to clarify, you said the focus on the sensations, mm-hmm. emotions, mm-hmm. and the physical sensation, but not focus on our thoughts. Is that what you said?
Okay. Yeah. And I'll be explaining that again and talking you through it as we do the guidance. Any other thoughts? Excellent. Okay, Sue, you're going to have to go in about 30 seconds, right? So thank you for joining us. It was lovely to see you. And we'll be in touch. Let me have a sip of coffee.
Have a good week.
Thank you. You too. One other thing I'm going to do, because I always forget and it's popped into my head now, I'm going to put my website, .mybelly.com, here in the chat. So should you feel inclined to donate something, you'll find a donate button and that will bring you to a page with a whole bunch of different ways of donating. This drop into mindfulness is completely free. Donations are totally voluntary and I absolutely mean that. But Debbie keeps reminding me I'm supposed to tell people. So, all right, shall we do some meditation then?